Good morning. It is May 30th, 2017. The time is 06:55 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning where it's raining and we had to move from the stone step porch into the screened-in porch here to do this audio just a moment ago because the storms are coming in, continuing the rain from yesterday, where we do have some heavy overcast. And there's some storms reeling in from the west, and we'll be here shortly with some thunderstorms, some early morning thunderstorms. The current temperature is about 6 degrees Fahrenheit. The sun that rose this morning that I can't really see because of the cloud cover rose about 5:33, about a little over an hour and a half ago, 5:33 a.m. And sun's setting at 8:33 p.m. this evening, which gives me some hope that we'll have some break in the weather like we did yesterday, because I got about a total of 7 drone flights in yesterday, and if there's a break in the weather, I might get a couple in today. So I'm on the verge of breaking 40 flights for a total of 5, going over 5 hours total flight time with my drone. And how that comes into being with this particular audio is the audio art is a shot of the cornfield that I usually do a corn report. So you can count this as an overhead cornfield report and with the morning coffee, because it struck me when I took these pictures. That's one of 5 that I were taken from the drone. The drone is a Hubson 507A. GPS featured drone. It's a low end. It's not your high end. It only has a 720p camera on it. I'm still trying to figure out the video. The video is a different format to where I can't really get to it. And so I think it might be the SD card. But it does. The drone does take some fantastic shots, as you can see from this particular overhead view of the cornfield, where a little bit of it's being plowed, you know, a good portion of it, and you can see a portion of it not, but that's the big cornfield. That's the bulk of the 15, 18 acres that it's out back here in my backyard, and probably about 2 to 3 acres on the east side of the cornfield I actually own. You know, so part of that cornfield, I can say, hey, that's my cornfield. Though our neighbor, he rents it out to a local, though I think he's going to be plowing it this year, taking care of the corn. They alternate, it seems. So there's another, there's quite a few dairy farms in the local area. You know, some people would probably be surprised, full-fledged dairy farms that would almost equal and rival what's out at Wisconsin or anywhere else in the world, I would say. But, and they need a lot of corn to feed the cows. But the screenshot is an overhead view, and it struck me last night when I was posting. I took 5 shots from the five snapshots from the drone, and I posted them up on my Twitter feed last night. That was like my last posting last night after my last 2 drone flights, and it just struck me when I was looking at these photographs that this is a new way of photography, and I'm suddenly realizing that. And there was a video that our good friend Top Gold, at Top Gold on all fine social networks there, that American bloke in Ireland, Bernie Goldbach, sort of made me aware of concerning a drone called a Snap by DJI, which is a drone company, which is specifically used for photography, and it's sort of high-end. It's low-end as far as it's not really, I guess you couldn't really use it for professional photography because there is some limitations, but it shows you where the technology is going and what the capability you have with a drone with a camera on board. And it just struck me real hard that, and I guess I got the drone first just to say, oh, I'm going to go fly it around here and there. But now, with the camera capability, came to realize, hey, I could use this for my corn report. Make a couple snapshots over the cornfield, instead of the one I've been using for years, right there at the back end of the corner of the backyard here, that and then the beginning of the cornfield would be the what would be the northern border, I guess, of northern line of the cornfield here. So I'm pretty excited about doing the corn report, because I'll have some snapshots that go along with the audio here that will be out there in the cornfield of just some different shots. So but the cornfield is being plowed. They did mow down all the heavy stocks a week ago. That was my sort of post-pre corn report when I talked about it here on this program, formerly known as Audio Boo. But they've actually started plowing about 3-4 days ago, and there's a pond out there that every year gives them some issues. If you look at, there's a snapshot of it over on my Twitter feed, at Fireman Rich, and I think I also put it on my Instagram account as well. So I'm just enjoying the overhead view that I have from this capability of the drone, and I'm looking forward to upgrading that, hopefully, to a newer drone that will go longer. It'll probably, like the current drone I have, it can't go more than 100 meters with the Hubson 507, but I'm looking at the Hubson 501 rig, where I've been looking at a lot of, you know, even if you don't soup it up and modify it, you can still go anywhere from 1,500 to 1,700 feet, or meters, I should say meters, which is three times that in feet, I guess. So that would give me a range of the complete cornfield out back here, as far as be able to fly over. And it's a couple notches up, but it's a couple notches below the drone that our good friend at Top Gold, Bernie Gobach, on all those fine social networks has. He has a DJI Phantom, which he's utilized there over at in Ireland. And I think the best shot that he's done to date was the one when they did the Guinness Book of World Records of the event out there on the pitch, I guess they call it, of the largest scrum, which I think was a great picture there in itself. And the rain is coming down a little bit harder now as I hear the raindrops. And also the water spout out back here from the roof. So I'm just really excited about having that capability, even though it's very limited and on a smaller scale with the platform that I have. Like I said, it's a toy grade drone, but it has the capabilities where it has GPS on it, to where and I really like flying in the GPS mode, because when it's out there, if it overshoots its signal, it will, after a minute or two, it's smart enough, it has AI on board, to where it will jack up to about 30, 40 feet and then return back to its starting point as far as with the GPS. So even if it gets disconnected, it knows how to return to home. And I think that's a technology in these drones that I really, really like. And I think it's really, really neat, because you can, just in case you go beyond that limit, you still have the drone having capability to come back home. I need you to come back home and not sort of flounder out there and whatnot, where you're trying to chase it, where if you lose contact with a non-GPS drone, a drone could do anything. It could fly off into some trees or whatever. So I think with the GPS capability, it just gives you an extra safeguard there. So but we'll see what the day brings as far as a break in the weather. And but the corn report is that the corn field is being plowed, and the next step is the corn seed being planted. So that's all for now, folks. You have a good one today. Enjoy, live life, have fun, and as always, peace.